without it, we're just in darkness. And Satan so works at trying to... We can get in our Bibles and read, and it's so quick and so easy for us to just step out. You've done your Bible reading, you prayed, and something happens to get you in the flesh. Bam! Just that fast, something happens to get you in the flesh, to get your mind off what you just was trying to get from God. So that's what this is about, is trying to get us to... The pastor's been preaching on walking in the Spirit, walking as a child of God. And then all the messages we've been hearing for about the last 2 weeks, even elsewhere, has been about walking as a child of God, walking as the way that would please God. In our whole life, since day one, you've been saved. What has God been trying to do? Get you to walk in ways that's pleasing to Him. And a lot of things come easy. I mean, it was like French benefits, you know, the things that start falling out of your life, falling away from you. But then you realize the importance of this book. Who can quote Psalm 119, 105? Somebody, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Let's do it one more time. Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And that's what it's about, having light where we're at in life. Can you imagine being where the Skinners are at with having no light of God? Can you imagine where they're at right now and not knowing God at all? I mean, I can vaguely remember. I can remember being saved, but before that, how I dealt with problems, I was just running to the world to deal with them. And it was all the wrong ways. But we have the Bible, the precious light of God that He shines in our light. And when we get a hold of this, that it is literal light from God, what other thing has He left us here on earth? There's only one other thing that's here on earth besides us. What is it? You can tell me. What is it? The Spirit of God. That's when I got saved. He come inside. Boom! God sealed him and set him up in there. And he started shoveling and started picking and started chopping and started cleaning out. And the more he chopped, the bigger the pieces got when they started coming out. And sometimes it hurt a little bit. But the more he got in there cleaning out, and the more I started, the load got lighter. I felt better. And then I got in God's Word, and God started changing. And then, Brother John, I'll never forget it, sitting in church, I've told you this, but I'll probably tell you several more times besides this. He had a little piece of paper, and on it was Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, 6, and 7. And in bold letters, it said, all you ever need. Man, that must be potent scripture, all you ever need. So quickly I got my Bible opened up and read and I said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. And be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord. So it's something that got rooted in my life that I'm glad for. And getting back to God's Word to help us to keep the pathway clear. Ain't it something how briars grow up and trail? Things pop in your life. It's like, man, Lord, what is that there for? My goodness. Now, don't look at me like you never did. You never asked God why. You know, why this, Lord? Why now, of all times? I mean, could have waited a little while. We're human. You know, we have this human flesh, and it wanders, it worries, it complains, it frets. Let us look here in John 9. Let's start here in verse 19. And I kind of want to hit on some things for us to see what keeps us away from the light. What keeps us away from getting God's Word? Sin, for starters, but let's read together. Chapter 3, verse 19. Chapter 3 in John. chapter 3. And reading this, I'm going to do some comparison. I'm going to see if anybody studying to be a doctor, medical doctor, okay. I'm still going to share some things this morning with you. Okay, John chapter 3, verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. What keeps you from God's word? What did that say? Men love darkness rather than light. But now, wait a minute. We all claim to be saved. We have the Spirit of God, and Jesus is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. And He's left us one thing here on earth besides the Spirit Himself inside us. He's left us the Word. Now, who can... I want somebody else. Caleb, let me put you up. Ephesians chapter 6, turn there for me. And I'm going to read verse 20 here in John. Read with me. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought or made known in God. In other words, God is... Amen. Amen. I agree too. That's good. So for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. So what keeps you from crucifying your flesh and getting in God's word? Well, I ain't got the time. If you've got time to grab a newspaper or watch the television, you just make them idols in front of God. I know that. That's where the tire meets the road, but that's where we must fight this flesh. If we're going to do anything for God in these last days, we must learn to crucify this flesh and apply God's word. Well, I've heard God's word my whole life. I know a lot. Sure you do. But if His word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path, that's a continual course of life. That's a continual course of a pattern in your life. So there's other patterns you could take where you're no longer walking in the light. And we call ourselves, Jesus called them lukewarm. And the other word is clearly your backslid. Just curiosity, I looked up the causes, what causes flesh and blindness. You don't find this interesting. I did anyways. If you don't like it, well, you don't hear it anyways. You're stuck with me right now. The causes of blindness. Now, this is physical blindness. I watched my parents, both of them, go through cataracts. Number one cause of blindness. There it was. Cataracts. And these here were the symptoms of cataracts. Now, in my mind, immediately, I run the other way with them. I said, boy, we got some, I don't even know how to say it, make up a new spiritual word. I mean, for cataracts on Christians, spiritualized. Because this here, what it said. Cataracts are a clouding of the lenses. Listen, clouding. It's no longer clear. Catching this? It's no longer black and white. It's just cloudy. And that's what churches are becoming used to, the dark, what I just heard the other night. Getting used to the things of the world and allowing them in our lives. Well, it ain't that bad. Cataracts are clouding of the lenses in your eyes. They affect vision and are very common. And it said with older people. And I thought, my goodness, it's attacking our younger people, spiritually speaking. More than 22 million Americans have cataracts. And I went, my goodness. They are the leading cause of blindness in the world. Symptoms. Blurred vision. goes right along with the blurred vision, no longer sin. Sin is sin. It's just blurry looking. It's not someone's pointing a gun at you, but you're seeing the shape of a person. You don't see what's in their hand pointing at you. Sin's that way too. You don't see the hurt of what such and such, I've seen them doing it, so I can be alright. Don't we do that? Hello, that's what we do. Color that seems faded. Color seems to fade with cataracts in someone's eyes. There's a glare, not being able to see well at night. In other words, you don't see darkness for what it really is. That's sad. Boy, as Christians, we need to be so in God's Word. We hear something. It's something inside ought to go. Shouldn't we be that way? That sensitive to any darkness whatsoever comes in or gets near us, it just quench. You feel it. Or someone says the Lord's name in vain. That's one thing. Just, it hurts. But there's been times when I've heard it again, and that's just things they're just lost. And you kind of just start pushing it aside instead of, oh, God, help me to see what they're doing. They're blind. They don't know what they're doing. And I know that's the tough one, but the closer you get to the light, the easier it is to see. Double vision, frequent prescription changes in eyewear. Now, I thought about this. How many times have you changed your Bible when you take your Bible? How many times have you changed your Bible because, well, I'll make it up later, I'm just behind, I'll just... Changes in your prescription. See how that lined up? Now, I don't know about you, but I lined this. It hit a lot of home runs here to where, my goodness, it sounds like us spiritually. And using these things in our life. So we learned something. Now you know what the number one cause of blindness is, right? Frequent prescription changes in your eyewear. Listen, treatment with new glasses, brighter lighting. How do you make it brighter?
You read more of it.
You get more. Put more of it in your life. Or whatever's dimming it. Whatever's coming in your life to make God's Word of no effect of your life, push it out of the way. If it's coming between you and this Word, it's of the devil. You mark it down, it's of the devil. He is keeping you. If I am walking in the light of God's Word, when you see someone, I'm immediately thinking of their condition, but do they know God? But if I miss my Bible reading that day, you know what I'm thinking? I'm wanting to say, well, somebody tell them. Somebody tell them someday. You may be the only one that could ever get to them. You may be the only light that they'll ever see. Because maybe they know you. And they've been watching you for a while. Brother Fields, pray for me at work. He wants to shine. Brother Caleb, what does it say there? I didn't forget about you. Verse 10, I believe. Keep reading. Now listen, be real loud here, because put on the whole armor of God. Now listen what each part of this deals with. What was that first one? have your loins girded about with? Next to the wind. And the what? The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So we see here this same light we've been reading about is also a drawn sword. And the only defense we have to attack back the enemy. All the others is what? Helmets protect my head. Helmet of salvation. Realize who I am. I'm a child of God. Shield of faith. Now listen carefully. This shield of faith, and this faith in what? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the what? Word of God. So the shield of faith, what helps you to quench some of the fiery darts, or some of them are all. So not one can get through if I'm using it correctly, what that just said. I can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. My feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In other words, I'm walking in places and I'm thinking about telling folks about Jesus. I'm walking to folks who might need help or a helping hand, maybe. What was that one? A breastplate of righteousness that protects my what? Heart. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So I got the helmet of salvation, that's shield of faith. But the number one, it said, is in the past, but when you're in a battle, especially in the old days, you had a sword and you literally physically fought. There was no guns and shooting it out or blowing a hand grenade, blowing somebody up. It was hand-to-hand combat. You had a shield and you bumped and you had a sword in your hand. Your loins is what holds you up. It's the strongest part of your whole body. And it said, have your loins girded. What holds us up? It helps us to stand firm. That's one of the devil's things. To keep you from being faithful to God's word. Because if you're not in a fight, reading just a little, standing firm in the light of the helmet of salvation, where I know who I am because I'm in God's Word reminding me every day. Why? Because thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I can see where I'm at. I can see where I'm going. And praise God, at the end, I can see the end already. He's let us know that. He's even given me a glimpse of this city that I'm going to live in. Give me a glimpse of what's going to be there. And I'm out of time. Let's pray. Father, God, love you. Oh, God, help us to see. Oh, to see as you see. Of all things in this life, you've left us one powerful tool. 66 books, and it's a sword, it's light, it's everything we need. It's meat, it's drink. And dear God, and Satan fights it so hard to keep it out of our lives. For us being serious about it. Oh, God, help us, I pray, to be serious. The fight, get in a battle. We're walking in the light of God. Lord, that we don't want to walk in darkness, because you said that's where the wicked. Said their deeds be reproved. Lord, if there's sin keeping us from your word, we need to get it out. So we get in the word of your God. Help us, I pray. Love you, dear God. Bless the hour to come. Oh, God, we will hear from heaven. Save that soul nearest hill. One walking afar up, they may draw near, dear God, and let their deeds be reproved, dear God. Bless us, help us, dear God. We need you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.